producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. I'm reminding you folks of the my favorite Super Bowl commercial, which is that don't brush your, when you're brushing your teeth, don't run the water. Just get your toothbrush a little wet, brush your teeth, then spit, then rinse your toothbrush again, but you don't, the water is doing nothing and just wasting it. It's about 4 gallons every time you brush your teeth, so you'll just save on your water bill, you'll save on clean drinking water. Four gallons is a lot, and especially talking about National Women's Day yesterday, that in places that don't have really good water, girls are sent to get the water, which means they're not in school, so you're doing all sorts of good things, and your teeth will just be as sparkly. I just am reminding you, because most of us have been running the water since we've been old enough to brush our teeth. Many of you changed that pattern in your life?
Yes, I have.
Good. I'm very proud of you. What's the likelihood of him saying no at that moment? No, he wouldn't do that. No, Manny is actually pretty good about saying, no, I'm not doing that yet. No, I haven't seen that movie. No, I'm not going to do that. All right, if you're going to live to be 100, we probably should have asked, would you do anything differently about your life? And I think that the consensus has been, the consensus has not been, you guys are not thinking very deeply about this, to be quite honest. This was not one of my questions that elicited deep and meaningful responses, but it's okay. The likelihood is higher and higher that you will live to 100. We're living much longer. As I said, I was reading this book that suggested that if somebody was really mad at civilization, what they would do is prolong life indefinitely, because the birth rate, especially the poorer you are, the more likely you are to have children for a whole lot of reasons. And in third world countries, the idea, especially, is the more children that you have, the more wealthy you have, and all sorts of reasons. So the planet is getting more and more people. That China tried, I think actually China has reversed their one-child policy, which is not even ZPG. ZPG is zero population growth, which means that you could have two children. You could replace each other. China said, no, too many people. But I think they've recently sort of changed that. But the idea being that the people are living longer, they're dying, they're living longer. Children are surviving, children are surviving birth much better. And so the planet is really becoming overpopulated. There are more people alive on the Earth today, apparently, than everybody else put together before this. And if the rate continues, that we're going to run out of water and air and also dirt, places to live, all sorts of things. So if somebody really was mad at humanity, what they would do is give us all immortal life, and we would basically starve to death within about, 50 or 100 years. Not a very good philosophy, but the point being that we are living longer, and the likelihood of living to 100 these days is pretty high. So the comments thus far, although we have a bunch to go, have been that they would, George Burns, that he would take better care of himself, and that people would be a little more careful about savings and retirement plans. I guess part of it is being influenced. I'm not sure exactly where the influence came from, but I decided I'd much rather take the subway now and in 40 years be able to take a cab. So, because I'm healthy now, and I actually like on most days taking the subway and don't mind doing it. So, and with things like Lyft and Uber being cheaper and cheaper, and electric cars, I figure, you know, we'll all be tooling around anyway, and it'll be just as cheap or almost as cheap to take a car. And now Uber and Lyft now have party lines that you can, for about half price, if you're willing to share the car with somebody, that it becomes especially if there are a couple of you, it probably is competitive with the subway. So there. Do you have Lyft and Uber where you are, Manny?
We have Uber.
Okay, well, Lyft is...
It's not very prominent here, though.
Well, I'll give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Lyft seems to be the kind of, you know, the Avis to Hertz kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, well, we'll see. All right, so let's see what people said that they were going to, what they would do if they knew they were going to lift to 100.
Well, Amy just says, no thanks.
Well, Amy, what if you were healthy and happy and sane and... No thanks. Okay, Amy, what age do we figure we're shooting for? She doesn't tell us. Folks, give me more deets. You know, I'll tell you one of the things I found out quite accidentally is I have a life insurance policy, and it expires when I'm 86. My mother is alive today, and she's 95. My father died 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. So a policy that expires at 86 is not of value to me at all. And
well,
I remember
a long way to even think about that, though, right?
I do, but yeah. I thought it expires at 86.
That's
so
what I'm
means,
saying. I mean, you're a long ways from 86.
I know, but at 87, it's not worth a penny.
Yeah.
That if it was worth, if it went to 100, I'd say, well, okay. And it's not for me, obviously. The life insurance is for your survivors.
Right.
So, but you should, folks should check that because the actuarial tables are based on outdated information to a certain extent. And not to, plus I don't really want to bet against myself. I want those extra 14 years. But
you're
right.
Would you think about, is there a way that you could extend that beyond 86?
That's exactly what I'm investigating. It turns out I can investigate it to 90, but not beyond that. And so those extra 4 years, you're exactly right. That's exactly what I, because I found that quite accidentally.
Yeah.
But it's of no value to me as far as I'm concerned. And it's expensive.
Yeah, I bet. Denise says, I just read about the 79-year-old living in a motorhome working minimum wage jobs around the country. I'd be saving more.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that. I think it's a Prudential ad. See, this is one of those things that proves one of my theories, which is really compelling ads are not necessarily good at product identification. It's the irritating ads that, I mean, the two classic ads that everybody hates, but they always can tell you what it is ring around the collar, which was Whisk, and don't squeeze the Charmin. Like somehow somebody's going around squeezing toilet paper. Ugh. But those are the two most irritating ads ever made, right? But everybody can tell you the product.
Yeah.
If I did a program, and I did, tell me your favorite commercial. People will tell you about Helen Hayes being on an airplane and somebody taking off their shoes. And I think that one's Odor Eaters, but I'm not sure. That it may have been Dr. Scholl's. If the cleverer the ad, the less product recognition. So my point being that I think it's Prudential, but I'm not sure, that shows you how long you're likely to live and what your savings are. And that a huge number of people, number one, don't have life insurance, don't have wills, and don't have retirement plans. And the government makes it really easy to do a retirement plan. So folks, even if you're like at your first job and you're 16, start putting away some money. With the idea being that you're going to live a long time and you want to have the choice about working at 79 as opposed to the necessity or having to choose between medicine and food. So savings. Americans are the worst at savings. Apparently we have the lowest rate of savings of any country.
Hmm.
Which is alarming. All right, keep going.
Francis says, try to keep up with the times and not be totally out of touch with what's going on in the world.
That's a good one. In terms of music, and I suppose you could read People Magazine. I have a friend who will not read People Magazine. She says it's only about envy. People Magazine was, before there was Facebook, there was People Magazine, which is the same thing, right? Except what it did, what Facebook has done, is made all of us celebrities in our own world, right? All the pictures and all the things that People Magazine used to, and still does, talk about, we now talk about, except instead of thinking about Taylor Swift, we put up our own stuff, our own pictures, what we're eating, who we're dating, what we're wearing, our new hairstyle. Man, don't see the appeal. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking about longevity. And I think part of it is that we know statistically that more and more people are living longer and longer. I think the oldest living person is, what, it's, I think it's 117 or something. I also was reading an article, I think, with about Michael Douglas, who said, I think his father, Kirk, is like 97 or 99, something like that, that worldwide, I think I asked you this question, Manny, How many people do you think worldwide are 100 or more? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, I can't remember what my answer was.
Thank goodness.
Because
it's a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember if I'd overguessed or underguessed.
No, you underguessed. Everybody underguessed. Or maybe you hit it close. At any rate, it's 480,000 people.
Yeah, I think I might have guessed like 50,000 or something.
I think that's
like that.
Exactly,
yeah.
What you did, and I said you were off by a factor of 10.
Yeah.
That there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth, and there are just under 500,000, which would be, what, 1 out of every 14,
yeah.
Which is about 6%.
That's
6 to 7%.
And that's not a bad number. I mean, if that number is getting bigger,
yeah.
Because people are living longer and longer,
yeah.
that's encouraging. I like that.
Well, it's encouraging on one hand, in that we're living. You have to remember, at the time of Christ, the average life expectancy was just about 30.
Right.
So Christ at 33 was a relatively old man.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1900. So it's 2,000 years, just a little less than 2,000 years later.
Sure.
Life expectancy had gone up by 50%. So it essentially went from 30 to about a little 45, 46. Okay? From 1900 till today, well, from 1900 till, let's say, till 2000, let's just make it the next 100 years, life expectancy nearly doubled. So it went from 30 to about 47. To about 83. It took 1900 years to go from 30 to 45. In the next 100 years, it went from 45 to 85.
Hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about in the next 16 years. Well, life expectancy, it probably has gone up a little bit. Just because there's so many people, that we're talking, 6% of the population is about between 5 and 6% of the population is 100 or more.
Yeah, you wonder.
And as that number increases, I mean, think about the care for those people. It's going to be an interesting phenomenon. Go ahead. What were you wondering?
Well, I was just going to say, you wonder if there's ever going to be kind of a cap off. You know what I mean?
If
ever get to a point where there's just like are we ever going to get to a point where people can live to be over 200 years old?
Well, it has to do with the I think it's called the telomeres, which are the end of our genes.
Mm-hmm.
That they look like the end of shoelaces, and the idea is if those didn't deteriorate, in theory we could live forever. And they with working on genetic code in the genome, they're actually looking at that, of seeing if there's a way of repairing them or keeping them intact, because that's the clue to longevity.
Right.
And biblically, I think it's 70, which is 70. So we're already past that. And now I saw something that said if you're born today, the likelihood is that you will live to be 125.
Mm.
So that's a 25% extension of life.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, it's going from 30 to 120 is a fourfold increase. So it's a 400% increase.
Sure.
From the time of Christ till today, which is 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
It has all sorts of implications. And the thing is, it's not only that we're living longer, we're living healthier, we're living better. We basically are dying from one of two things: either heart attacks, which is just the system closing down, and everybody worries about cancer, but the likelihood of dying of a heart attack is something like 8 times greater than all the cancers put together.
Mm.
But heart attack presumably is relatively quick, relatively painless, and I don't know, and cancer is not so. But we're finding all sorts of, as I was talking about to somebody a couple of days ago, that medicine is getting more and more personalized, that instead of giving you some basic cancer medication, that they're going to do genetic therapy and see what specifically will work on you. It's an interesting time to be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what people, so the point is, I want you guys to think about this, all right?
Kiana says, did you see the movie Big Fish with Ewan McGregor? In the film, a group of kids steal their nerve, talk to a witch, and find out how they will die. They react quite differently. The lead character finds courage to go on adventures because he knows that he won't die from all these other things. It frees him. I would go skydiving, and I would save more, and I would continue to take really super good care of my husband's health to make sure he's right there with me.
There you go. Well, that's another question, which I've actually asked, which is, would you want to know if and you know, when you were going to die and what you were going to die of? And people, by and large, said no.
Yeah. I think I remember you asking me that, too, and I think I said no.
Yeah, see, I would say basically yes. Because then I could sort of make all sorts of rules about myself about why I didn't have to believe it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, again, I have known people who thought they knew when they were going to die and sort of lived their life in a certain way, assuming that they were going to die, and then they didn't. So kind of like having a going-away party and not going away. This was the ultimate having a going-away party and not going away. I actually know somebody who did that. He was going to go into the service. He had this big going-away party, and he went down for his physical and flunked and had to come back the next day. Yeah, yeah. I think don't have going-away parties until you're sure you're going. No funerals until you're sure.
Margaret says, exercise my body and my mind to stay independent.
Amen. Amen.
Sherry just says, have fun every day.
Yeah. I mean, look, whether we live to 100 or 200, we're not going to be immortal, at least any time soon. And therefore, I mean, our lives should have meaning to us. Whether they have meaning to anybody else is you know, presumably people that know you and love you. But on a large scale, I mean, you know, that our lives should make some sense to us. And that's enough, seems to me.
Steve says, see the world. If this last week has shown me anything, it's that the life we currently live is too small. Go and see places and people. It will open your eyes to the beauty and diversity of this planet.
Jeez Louise, that's great. I wonder what happened this week that made him think that.
Yeah.
Steve, give us the
call.
411. I'd love to know what this week sort of changed your perspective. It's a wonderful perspective. Alrighty, Steve, give us a call right now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking about longevity and planning. It's not only longevity. I think that the issue for all of us is not so much living longer, but living long, healthy, productive lives where we're healthy mentally and physically. And so the question is, what can we do to facilitate that? And part of the reason we're living longer is people are smoking less and drinking less and weighing less. Though I don't know that we're weighing, that obesity is still an issue.
Especially in this country.
Yeah, yeah. But we're giving it the old campers try, by and large. All righty, so let's. I'm going to reboot my computer while you talk because my computer is just driving me absolutely nuts today. I think it's probably the solar. It actually could be the solar eclipse, believe it or not. Right? So there we go. Although I don't know if it's occurring now, but sun's. Pardon? Okay, Mike. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I'm quick.
currently just went through a divorce, and I'm on a dating site. And there's, like, the girls, women who are never married, they, like, I arrange a date with them, and then they back out. Is that something weird?
Well, wait a minute. Let's go through this a little bit at a time. How long have you been divorced?
Well, I'm not quite divorced. I'm separated.
Ooh. Listen, honey, let me just give you the world according to Brown. I will still answer your questions. But if a woman called me up on the air and she said, hey, I'm on this dating site and I've seen this cool guy, his name is Mike, and he sounds like he'd be great, and but he's separated, not divorced, I'd say walk away. That separated is still married and still going through all of that. And you want, dating is tricky enough when you're emotionally capable and you lived on your own for a while and all those other things. Going through a divorce, if there are kids involved, he needs to be focusing on the kids, not on a new girlfriend. And you're going to be the Band-Aid. You're going to be the transition woman because you're going to date him for the next year. He's finally going to get divorced. Then he's going to want to be single. He's been married all this time. You're ready to get married because you've been single or you've never been married, whatever. Don't do it. So if you in any way indicate, and you have to be honest, that you're still married, I'd tell a woman to walk away from you, even if you're the most wonderful human being on the face of the earth. So that's number one. And listen, let me just tell you, without scolding you, why that year is really an important investment in your future well-being. Nobody gets divorced because they're insanely happy, right? So the last couple of years of your marriage were probably not much fun. So let's say that sex was the first casualty of your relationship. You're going to feel like, gee, I want to make sure that whomever I date is willing to be sexual with me because I've just been through this long drought, sexual drought. And so you may be unusually eager about sex too early in a relationship. On the other hand, if your wife has been very sexual, but it's a hostile sexuality, and so you're feeling like, gee, the last thing in the world I want to do is be sexual with somebody. It feels vulnerable. It feels uncomfortable. And you're dating somebody who is curious about why you're not being sexual. So no matter how you look at it, you don't want to go into dating, which is a high wire act, with baggage, any more baggage than every adult has. You want to feel that you've had the time to sort out what's your responsibility, what's her responsibility, to make sure your kids are as intact as possible, to get all the money issues worked out, so you're not, you're being your real self, not even necessarily your best or worst self, but your real self, something you can maintain and sustain. Because otherwise, let's say that you decide that you're going to be, that you want to have a very sexualized relationship, and you find a woman in the next couple of weeks or months, I'm hoping not to make this sound too attractive, who wants to be equally sexual. And then you sort of get through the marriage and you're finally divorced and you're thinking, gee, if this woman was that sexual with me, maybe she'd be sexual with other people. Or, gee, I'm getting exhausted. Or, look, the sex is fine, but I'd really like to have some intimacy. I mean, the point is, you don't want to go into dating being reactive to the situation you're leaving, because it will distort things. And serial dating is exhausting. Serial relationships are unnerving. So any way you look at it, this is a time for you to indulge yourself in every way except dating, which means if you want to stay out late, you stay out late. If you want to eat crackers in bed, you eat crackers and bread. If your wife has been a person who always wanted to stay home, you can travel. If you don't have to share the remote with anybody, you don't have to be nice to anybody. You can just run your own life in a way that makes some sense to you while still hopefully taking care of your kids, especially if they're young, who feel that divorce is their fault. And if not, if you've got grown kids, then you want to not sort of, anybody you introduce to them right now, they will hate, because even though it's unrealistic, they will view your new partner as the one who broke up your marriage or kept you from reconciling. So no matter how you look at it, it's just, even though it is emotionally compelling to find someone to love you right now and to find somebody new and to distract yourself, it's a very bad idea. And it's a very short-term solution to a long-term issue. So I would try really, really, really hard to convince you to work on your abs, to take a course. And it's okay, you know, take a dance lesson. And meet friends. And one of those friends might be somebody that you think about dating at some point, but it's too, you're not divorced. And I'm saying it takes a year after your divorce is final, and presumably, I don't even know if you started your divorce proceedings.
Yeah, we started. She wants the money that I don't have before she's divorcing.
Well, I hear, but you need to get that reconciled. You don't want to go in. All right, let's assume that you get in touch with me. Joy, I'd really love to take you out. And you say, and we meet at a restaurant or something, and you say at the end of the meal, I'd really love to buy you dinner, but I can't afford to. I'm going through a divorce, and she wants all my money. We're going Dutch. Taxi! Right? I mean, I may be willing to negotiate that later on, but I don't want, on the first date, that you're saying, let's go Dutch, because I don't have any money. And it's not that I'm a gold digger. It's I'm saying, this guy isn't ready to date. And
I don't have money. I have money, but my wife won't divorce me because she wants $12,000.
Well, then maybe you got to work that out before you start dating anybody, because it will come up. It will smack you upside the head or bite you upside the nose or something. I mean, it's just not a very good idea. All right, now let's go. So hopefully you're taking this seriously. And a year from now, or when the divorce comes through, then we can talk about. All right. So you're dating. How old are you?
I'm going to be 49.
Okay. What age women are you looking for?
Like 35 to 52 or 3.
Okay. So why you're specifically focused on women who've never been married, or that's just what you're finding?
No. I want somebody that has been married, because I read that unmarried people are bad, and I had an experience like that.
Well, I'm not sure that they're bad or good, depending on the reason. But I think, if it's any comfort to you, that women believe exactly the same thing as a guy who's never been married is probably, there's a reason. I'm not sure it's true, and certainly people are marrying later and later, and there are undoubtedly specifics that would be relevant, but nevertheless. All right, so you're saying that, what is it that you're saying about, are you finding women who have, I had thought you said that you were dating women who had never been married. Is that not the case?
No. The ones who are never married, they never show up. The ones who have been divorced show up or are separated themselves. But the ones who were never married, like they'll give me their number, I text a bit. But when the date actually happens, they stop hearing from them.
How many times has that happened with that particular...
Like
pardon?
Well, it was two separate times.
Did you get back in touch with them afterwards to say what happened? Or you just figured they didn't show up? Adios.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I waited for a week, and then she says, oh, just stop bugging me.
Well, why would she bother to make a date with you and then not keep it?
As I said, they're nuts.
Well, look, the internet... It may be that she used an old picture and she really weighs 400 pounds. It may be that she's really a man. You know, who knows? The advantage about the internet is that it broadens the pool. The disadvantage about the internet is the pool can sometimes get so broad that it really makes you a shopper. Hang on for just a second. Let's see if there's anything else I need to help you with, all right? 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up?
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, let me just take another moment about Mike's call, which is, I know you guys get tired of hearing the one-year rule, but it really is as much an investment in your own future as anything else, and it really does make sense to, you know, to not jump right into dating. And as I said, anybody who listens to the program presumably is going to, if someone says, well, I'm separated, oh no, you actually don't want to play with that at all. 855-993-7569. All right, let's go back. If you're 100 and you're dating, the one-year rule gets reduced to 6 months. It's the only concession I've ever made.
Just a couple more here on this topic. Sherry says, buy property on several beaches and live with my you-know-what in the sand.
Your dog? Your significant other?
She's referring to her rear end.
Oh, I was thinking your little toes. Whatever. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's why places that are warm are having unprecedented population explosion. A couple of nasty winters will do that for you, too. So.
And then now the last one here from Mark. He just says, get long-term assisted living insurance.
Yeah, I agree. I did that. I did that for my mom, which has been very useful. I did it for myself, and I think you're right. And it's really been a godsend. I actually did commercials for somebody. I think it was the Travelers. I think it was Travelers. Because I just thought it was such a good idea and has been a great idea for mom. I got it when she was not young, so it was much more expensive for her than it was for me. I got mine when I was fairly young. But it's been remarkable of allowing her to stay in. She's in senior housing, but she has her own apartment, and people come in and help her do whatever needs to be done. And it's really been... It took a while to get it all sort of set up, but I guess all sorts of things do. Anytime you're dealing with an insurance company, you're going to deal with a bureaucracy. But it was. I absolutely agree with you. I cannot agree more. And this is not a commercial for any particular company. It's just look into long-term health care insurance or long-term, what's it called? It's long-term, not disability. Maybe it is long-term disability, home care. It makes a huge difference. And do it when you're young, because then it's inexpensive. I mean, you're going to pay for it for a long time, but it's not going to be noticeably awful on your budget. And it was an incredibly valuable thing to do with mom. Okay, so that finished up. Let's do irritating as well, and then we're all done with irritating, which is I know we've been doing for a while. So.
Well, we'll continue on with Carrie, and she says. She says, spoiled, disrespectful kids these days. Their sense of entitlement without working for or giving back to anyone. It's heartbreaking to raise my kids to be respectful, compassionate, and selfless, only for them to see others that are cruel or spoiled being treated as if it's normal behavior. Why choose the high road and do more to pick up the slack of today's lazy kids when bad behavior is rewarded as much as loving behavior?
Okay, well... Let's answer that question first, which is because it's the right thing to do. And it's easy to make generalities, but you're raising your kids with the values that you hold, and hopefully that they will raise their children the same way. And that's how we change the world. One generation, one person, one kindness at a time. It's the starfish phenomenon, right? The story about somebody walking on the beach after a storm. This is with our friend who's got her, you know what, sat in the sand. And hopefully she can walk the beach and you see the starfish. And she's throwing the starfish back one at a time. And somebody comes along and says, you know, it's not going to make any difference. There's so many starfish. She says, makes a difference to the starfish. And that's the point, that we do what we can with what we've got. You're raising your children to be kind, compassionate people because... Kindness, karma, if nothing else, is a boomerang. And there have always been selfish people. There have always been self-involved people. There have always been people that we are not very respectful of who do okay, whatever that means, except they have to live with themselves and they have presumably consciences, even though they keep them well hidden. But we do the right thing because it's the right thing. And other people have to make the same decision. So don't be discouraged by it and decide that in, you're lighting a candle, you're throwing a starfish back, you're raising cool kids. So there you go. And hopefully you'll have cool grandkids, and off you go. All right, what else we got?
Elaine just says, Facebook sharing.
You're not going to get a huge argument from me on that. I mean, look, the easy way to do it is you don't have to have a Facebook. I mean, I have it for the program. It's invaluable for the program. I love it for the program. Do you think I'm never going to happen to... I mean, I have a large family, and they all have Facebook accounts, and I don't go to any of them. And I figure if they have something they want me to see or know, that they'll get in touch with me, and I talk with them. I must admit, I text more than I used to. That's more under my daughter's influence than anything else. Just because texting means that somebody can either... A phone call if somebody's in a meeting or in a discussion or asleep, is can be disruptive. An email, you never know what the server's done or whether they've got it or not. So texting is kind of an instant way for someone to say, look, I'm busy, I'll call you later or whatever. So I'm more of a texter than I used to be. It's not my favorite, but it's okay. But Facebook, look, you want me to see a picture, you send it to me. You want me to have some information, you let me know. And I'll do the same. Not a Facebook girl, except for the program. And that's my public face. Which, again, and there's a lot of stuff I don't put up. I didn't put up the dress that I wore last week. Never mind.
We have one person that says that little refrigerator light.
That's the irritating thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you, I mean, when the I assume, do you mean when it burns out because they're hard to find to replace? I mean, the refrigerator, maybe because it lets people know when you're in the refrigerator at night? I don't know. That's an interesting one. I'm trying to figure out, or it shows you what's in the refrigerator, and if the light didn't go on, you wouldn't eat anything. I'm trying to figure out why that could actually be an irritation. It wiggles sometimes. Maybe that's because it's not a good connection. I don't know. Well, I guess my question would be an epistemological one, which is, how do you feel about the oven light? Same thing? Or night light? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure how to interpret that one. That one requires more information than I have. So send me the information about why that's irritating.
All right, last one here from John. drivers that cannot signal their lane change because they are holding their cell phone in their left hand. Yes, John, thank you for this. Once it was interesting to watch two cars try to move into the same lane and occupy the same space at the same time when neither driver signaled their intention to change lanes.
Well, see, here's what I do. Other than using my four-letter bombs, I will say, I hope your toenails didn't grow and your wheels fall off. That really makes a difference. Trust me, folks. Try it on your own. Make sure your windows are rolled up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.